This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Conversation. That's a good question, isn't it? Eight after seven, actually, and change after the hour. Monday, August the 8th, second full week of the eighth month of the year. Why does it matter that you know what's going on? Is it important? Some people say, I don't really care. So you're not the ones who probably want to pay close attention to what's going on conversationally. Help yourself of his background music. Or background noise. That is music. My voice is music to some people's ears. How about that, Kara? Kara Schilling is here. I'm Doug Steffen on the prowl for things that'll get you worked up is the right thing. The political world and what's going on in it brings me around to thinking what I thought I was going to think. Well, I'm not sure that what my exact thoughts are now are as provocative as they were when all of this got started or when it became obvious that Donald Trump would be the nominee. It was always pretty obvious that Hillary Clinton would be the nominee, but wasn't always obvious that that Donald Trump was going to be the nominee. So when it comes to the hardcore members of either side, those of you who are absolutely unmistakably unmovably for Donald Trump, and those who are absolutely unmistakably unmovable for Hillary Clinton, they don't pay attention to what's going on the sidelines. I'm actually not paying much attention at all to what either one of them are saying. Trump economic plan, Hillary and the email mistake, what matters to me is the kind of conversation that most of us are not hearing or having. That is, what to do about food and the issue of food choice. That, for me, is probably the number one thing. I am concerned about immigration, yes. Does Donald Trump hold the answer to that? No. Does Hillary Clinton have the answer to that problem? No. Does anybody? I don't know. But it gets to the point where if they don't have an intelligent way of fixing the problem, then why listen to them? Why? When it comes to the economy, do we have a lot of problems? Absolutely. Does Donald Trump have the answer? I don't know. It might be closer there than on some other things. But he gets himself so wrapped up in all of these personality things. It's almost like he's got there's a personality disorder that he's got. And what other disorders are there? Everybody's got a disorder. And maybe, as I say from time to time, in order to commit a murder, you got to be insane. Well, in fact, in order to want to be president, you have to be a little out of balance. And is that why we've had such bad presidents in the last 16 years? Now, you may not agree with me at all. You may say, oh, no, we've had some great, George Bush was a great president. Barack Obama was a great president. Sorry, no sale here with that one. I'm looking around at some other reason. Even if I vote for somebody or some party or something that isn't going to win, if you go in with that attitude, then yeah, you're not going to have any winners. You're going to have nothing but, oh, gee, wow, I'm sorry, there's nothing here for me, so I'm not going to vote. No, I'm going to vote. I'm absolutely going to vote. I can't think of an election, frankly, in the last 40 years. I can't think of an election, whether it's local or national, that I haven't voted in. Once in a while, I've missed a primary, which is really bad because the primaries are more important than the election on the day of. If you people say, "Oh, I'm going to go vote," you didn't vote. Only 9 out of 100 people voted in the primaries. Did I vote in the primary? Yep. Am I satisfied with who I voted for? Yeah, at the moment, I'm okay with it. It isn't necessarily going to be what I ended up doing at the end, let's say in November. Then there are some of these other people on the sideline, like Marco Rubio has popped up again. When it comes to the Zika viruses, of what consequence? Do you even remember who Marco Rubio is? You remember, right? He ran for the presidency. Do you remember him? Yeah, he kind of,
just a little bit.
Right. Well, he's marginalized himself again because he said over the weekend he doesn't believe pregnant women who have the Zika virus ought to be able to get an abortion. That's the kind of thing. Those are the sorts of things that keep Republicans from really winning big. Now you can say, well, Republicans control the Senate and the House. Yeah, but that's because there are so many. There aren't good candidates running for any office. Those are the sorts of things that just turn. Why does he? What is he even being quoted for? Why does anybody give him any credibility? That's like me getting up and saying the same thing. Who's going to pay any attention to me? Anyway, a little bit more on the third party candidates and the 2020 News Quiz question coming up here.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers, it's the overachieving mint.
If you are interested in managing your high blood pressure without medication, I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment called the Zona Plus. Zona Plus, safe, easy, lowers your blood pressure 10% or more naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 out of 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. Use it once a day for 12 minutes. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 6 weeks. No side effects. Try it risk-free. Try the Zona Plus now by calling 866-669-9662. That's 866-669-9662. The company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662. Or go to Zona.com and tell them you're listening to Good Day.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my daughter needs back-to-school supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
Oh, fantastic. She needs more markers.
Your daughter's a budding artist?
No, a huge loser.
Well, I'm sure
she loses markers, crayons, glue.
Oh, I get it.
Right. She's just a loser, not a loser.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like 4-ounce Staples school glue for just 50 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in-store, 10 online.
17 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. Monday's focus on who's running for what here. The third party candidates, the Green Party, sees an opportunity because there's so much voter discontent. Jill Stein is the Green Party candidate. She's at 6% in the new poll. 16% with voters under 30. What about you, Kara? Jill Stein, the Green Party candidate?
I'd probably be more interested in Gary Johnson.
Okay.
I don't actually know too many people interested in Jill Stein.
Huh. So how is she getting these kind of numbers? Would be interesting to know who is...
16% of people that I don't know.
Yeah.
Somebody else.
Somebody else. Well, I remember hearing Donald Trump saying something nice about the Green Party. He said, quite because I figure anyone voting for Stein is going to be for Hillary. Yeah, I don't know about that. See, I think this is the year, and this is finally a good thing, that you can't really figure really who's in what camp, other than the obvious, the older voters. But I don't think you can figure younger. You can't figure where I'm going to go. I'm not going to go to the Green Party. Maybe it is fairly obvious that I'm going to go down the libertarian route. There's a judge who threw out a lawsuit by the third-party candidates, i.e. the libertarians and the Green Party people who want to participate in the presidential debates. Listen to this.
A judge threw out a lawsuit that tried to get third-party candidates into presidential debates. Gary Johnson and Jill Stein say the major parties are monopolizing the debates.
It's a rigged game. It really is a rigged game.
Now the two candidates can only debate Clinton and Trump if they get at least 15% in 5 national polls.
So the public is basically flying blind here, clamoring for something else. They need to know what their other options are.
Jill Stein is polling as high as 5%, but Gary Johnson is much closer to getting in a debate. He's gotten as high as 12%. The first presidential debate is scheduled for September 26th.
Wow. So, do you feel like you're getting, this is rigged? Yeah. You feel like you're getting the short end of the stick? Yeah. I want to hear from everybody. Don't you? Well, maybe you do, maybe you don't. I do. I sure as heck want to hear from everybody.
Yeah, it would at least be nice to hear their perspective and, you know, hear it in one debate. It's kind of frustrating that we can't get it until they get to a certain percentage, but they're not going to get that percentage if nobody knows what they stand for.
Right. So they're trying to get some traction. They don't have any news media. And not only is it rigged with the people, judges and authorities and stuff, but it's rigged with the news media as well. It's a system that's rigged. Doesn't it really bother you that it's rigged as badly? You don't really have the choices that you want. That's another one of the things that we should be discussing that isn't on the front burner, because people are not paying enough attention. Well, who am I to say that? I don't think people are paying enough attention. That's my ring on this. Okay, 2020 News Quiz question. What popularly popularly used product that was supposed to fix a serious problem, a serious health problem, is getting stricter rules applied to it today? 888-302-3684. You get a copy of the book, Life is Good When You Do the Work by Maria Trilogy. There's a new federal regulation for this product that goes into effect today, requires greater scrutiny of the product, making it more difficult for younger people to use. What popularly used product is being re-regulated by the Food and Drug Administration as of today? And what problem was it supposed to fix? 888-302-3684. That's 888-302-DUG. 21 after the hour on Good Day Monday.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Lionel Richie musical news. This song, Dancing on the Ceiling, turned 30 today.
Wow.
This is the 30th anniversary of Lionel Richie's Dancing on the Ceiling being released. So in order to mark the occasion, Jen, video editor Robert Jones created an awesome 80s dance party video with all the characters from your favorite 80s films. What are we doing with this? How are we posting this? Is this our video of the day? Did I see that somewhere,
yep,
Kara?
Yes, up on DougStephan.com.
Wow. Well, how about that? Being on top of things, you don't have to go anywhere else. We've got everything covered here from top to bottom. This Dancing on the Ceiling video features clips from the John Hughes movies, Breakfast Club, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, as well as some other movies, Better Off Dead, Howard the Duck.
Oh, that was the worst.
Twins, that was with Danny DeVito and Arnold, right?
Yeah.
Dirty Dancing, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, Hairspray, Footloose, and even the dinner party scene from Beetlejuice.
I'm glad the Better Off Dead gets mentioned here, because I know we've talked about it on the show before. That's one of my favorite movies. My family used to watch that movie all the time. I watched it as an adult recently, and I'm like, wow, this movie's really weird. But I showed it to one of my friends who'd never seen it, because I don't know anyone my age who's watched it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think she was a fan.
Other clips in the Dancing on the Ceiling video include something from Mannequin.
I love
Kim
that movie.
Cattrall busting a move there.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks in Bachelor Party and Big. God, 30 years ago.
Isn't that sad? I mean, it really is horrifying.
Bill Murray making the most of Drill Practice and Stripes. That's 30 years old. These are all movies that were popular 30 years ago. Robin Williams in Good Morning Vietnam. Good morning, Vietnam!
Good morning.
Goodbye, your drums.
Bye. Also, there's a clip from Prince in Purple Rain. Wow, this has got to be some kind of... This is a super way. You want to dance today? Go to DougStephan.com and go down memory lane, movie memory lane. find a few films to add to your Netflix queue along the way as well. Netflix and their taxes, but people still going to watch Netflix. I haven't got mine hooked up at the house yet. I know it's here. I got to get Bob to sort of open
it. Yeah, it's not that hard to do. You'll be good.
No, I can figure it out. All right, so anyway, Nancy, what about other Lionel Richie classic tunes do we have? Dancing on the
Say
TV.
You, say me.
Me, yeah.
Say it for always.
At first, I don't know that I was a big fan of Lionel Richie by himself or with the group. But then there are some things that have great stories. This is one of the great stories that he sings. Say you, say me. Crank this up, Jeremy.
That's the way it should be.
It almost sounds like the way he comes across in the song they all did, those 84.
Oh, yeah, USA for Africa.
Right. Yeah. He sounds like that.
Yeah. Well, that's because it's his voice.
I know that.
It's amazing how that works.
Hey, nobody needs, you know what? There's an old expression, everybody likes a little, but nobody likes a smart ooh.
Yeah, Doug, you're never one, ever.
Never.
Never.
Well, I can afford to be because this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, so I can afford to be a little hoo-hoo-ish. All right, okay. Doug, Jennifer, Victoria back on Monday, it would appear. 28 past the hour, celebrating Dancing on the Ceiling anyway. And Lionel Richie, that's where we are here at 28 past.
A new edition of the book, Farm, Estate, and Business Planning, is out. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in a tractor, look no further than Kubota. Visit Kubota.com today.
If you've been thinking about upgrading your chore tractor, it's time to test drive Kubota's M6 Series midsize ag tractor. With its controlled performance, clean engine, maneuverability, and performance-matched implements, the M6 Series is the right tractor for the job. There's no better time than now. Visit your local Kubota dealer for low-rate, long-term financing. Kubota's M6 Series is where performance meets power. We are Kubota. This is what we do.
Ames, Iowa attorney Neil Harrell just released the 19th edition of Farm, Estate, and Business Planning.
The first edition had 129 pages. This one has 509 pages. So that tells you a little bit about what's happened in that time period.
The book was first published in 1973.
In the 70s, we were in the golden age of agriculture, and our prices went sky high, and all at once people were saying, we'll never see low prices again. Well, that provoked a lot of interest in estate planning because it was translated into rising land values during that decade.
Some of you remember what happened next.
Then, of course, we hit the 80s and lost 63%, in Iowa at least, of our land values. So I wasn't doing much during the 80s. I was doing more on bankruptcy than I was on estate planning.
I'll have more of Harrell's views on farm, estate, and business planning in the days ahead. His book is available on Amazon and from various other booksellers. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Just remember what your old pal Doug Stephens said. You got a friend in me. It's the Good Day program at 33, 34, almost 35 past the hour now. I'm here with Kara Schillen going through some of the news in depth in this hour. The story of that big rally in Turkey coming up. First, let's repeat the 2020 news quiz question. You got a few minutes to answer. What popularly used product that was supposed to fix a problem is coming under re-regulation? They originally were regulated. Now they're going to be re-regulated because the feds think there's something dangerous to them. And I don't know that they're wrong. I don't know what to believe about these things. However, there are many of you who have used this product. So what is it that's going to get stricter rules applying to it today? 888-302-3684. All right, so we'll get to that in a few minutes, at least certainly before 20, before the hour. If you're on the line, hold on a sec. We'll see what other input do we have. The situation in Rio, Michael Phelps earned his 23rd career Olympic medal in the 4x100 meter freestyle
relay squad. Were you impressed on Friday night when he walked in carrying the American flag? There was a big cheer for the American team. Looked like they were in pretty, they looked good. They felt good to me as I watched it. What'd you think? Let's see, I'm going back through the last few years here. France claimed the gold in this race in 2012. The U.S. team had Caleb Dressel, Phelps, Ryan Held, and Nathan Adrian. Took them 3 minutes, 9.92 seconds to win the freestyle relay. This was a world record, by the way, apparently. Don't you ever wonder about, when it comes to any sort of not just the Olympic athletic event, but the marathons, for example, or even baseball. They hit the ball faster, the balls are, different, and the pitchers are faster, people run the marathon faster. At some point in time, is it going to be that you just one step and you win? At some point down the road? It's really amazing.
I always wonder that, too, because at this Olympics, I have a feeling that someone will finally beat Michael Phelps, which is fine for me. I feel like he should pass the baton on to someone else, and there's so many young and up-and-coming swimmers, I wouldn't be surprised. But, yeah, it seems like every year, every 4 years, someone is getting better than someone else, and it just seems impossible. If you are swimming a 400 to 16 laps, and you're swimming that in, what was it, 309?
Yeah, it was pretty fast.
Yeah, 3 minutes for, that's crazy.
Why does Michael Phelps have those purple spots on his back and his shoulder?
I don't, you know? I can't say that I've noticed. Are they like bruises?
Yeah, no, they're like perfect circles, actually.
Kind of weird. Google Michael Phelps purple spots.
Purple spots,
I'll let you know.
All right. So let's see, there was a dangerous crash during the women's cycling event in Rio. The lady from the Netherlands involved in a crash the final stages of the women's cycling road race at Copacabana Beach yesterday. Her name is Annemiek van Vleuten. Looked like she was headed for victory as she sped down the descent in slippery conditions. She broke away from Mara Abbott of the United States, but she lost control around a corner, clipped a curb, and she went over the handlebar off the road. She then was taken to the hospital unconscious for a considerable period of time. She did regain consciousness last night in a local hospital. So
yeah, she was able to send a tweet out. I saw it when it happened. And, I mean, the same thing happened in the men's race, maybe not as bad of a crash, but a ton of the front runners crashed going around one of the last hills. And I watch cycling all the time because my dad cycles, and it's terrifying. I mean, they don't have any kind of, they have helmets, but they don't have any kind of padding on.
No.
And they're all skinny, but they're all super skinny anyway.
Skinny, yeah.
And they just slide across the pavement, and, ugh, I hate bike crashes.
I went down, as a kid, I used to ride my bike everywhere to all the farms in the neighborhood where I was working. And I remember coming down off the hill. Actually, it's right across the street from where I live now and ended up on the property where I live now. Came down the hill, lost control of my bike, went up over the stone wall, and really, I was probably about 10, 11 years old, scared the heck out of myself. Cycling can be pretty dangerous. Especially if there's a lot of traffic on the road and you're fighting with all of that.
Yeah.
Woof. All right, 20 minutes before the hour now. Time to get an answer to our 2020 news quiz question. Here's Derek in Lynchburg, Virginia. Hi, Derek.
Good morning.
How do you do? What's happening in Lynchburg? How are we doing there?
Trying to stay dry. A little bit of rain, but not enough to amount to much.
Not enough to take care of the drought. You have a kind of a drought situation there as well as what we have up and down the East Coast, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Not enough rain to really to help that situation at all.
How are the farmers doing?
The farmers are doing pretty good. I'm sure they could use more rain.
Yeah. Do you buy local produce at a local farm in the summertime where it's plentiful?
I do.
Yeah. Do you go to the same place all the time, or do you have a selection? Do you have a farmer's market? Do you have a selection of places that you go to?
I actually travel a lot, so I have a pretty wide selection during the summertime. So.
Are you from Lynchburg? You're just listening to the station as you go through?
Just listening as I go through. I'm actually from Halifax.
Oh, yeah. All right. Halifax, like in Nova Scotia?
No, not
that Halifax, Virginia. Halifax, Virginia.
Halifax, Virginia.
All right. Okay, so what product is under new rules today? They go into effect today. What product are we talking about?
I'm going to say e-cigarettes.
Yeah, do you use them?
No, I have tried them. Wasn't a big fan.
No. Did you stop smoking?
No, I did not.
Aha. So maybe you have to look for something else.
I probably should have, but
yeah.
I didn't.
The regulations for electronic cigarettes go into effect, requiring greater scrutiny of the product, making it more difficult for minors to use them. I think that's what the big problem has. Some people say that what's in these electronic cigarettes is just as bad, if not worse, for you than in what's in the regular tobacco product. Have you heard that?
I've heard that. And I wouldn't be surprised if that is the case.
Yeah. It isn't as bad to be around the smell of the smoke. It doesn't stick to your body. I was standing in line yesterday at a auto parts store to pick some stuff up, and I was behind a guy who just reeked of it. And I hope that that's not you. Anyway, Derek, hold on.
I hope not.
I hope not, too. Hope for you. I hope you get rid of the habit so you live a long and happy and prosperous life. Live long and prosper. You know how in the Star Trek movies, can you do that with your hands? Can you hold your...
I can, actually.
Good. So, use that. Take it to heart. Stop smoking. Hold on a second, because Kara's going to take care of you, send you a copy of the book, Life is Good When You Do the Work. It's a pleasure to have you here, sir. Hold on just a second. Yeah, the electronic cigarettes under the scrutiny of the Food and Drug Administration, where the FDA is going to approve all e-cigarette products. That means nearly every e-cigarette on the market has to go through an application process. Vape shops can't give out free samples to customers or sell to people younger than 18. Merchants required to ask for ID. Vending machine sales of the cigarettes are prohibited now unless the facility is on in an adult-only, like, shop. And then the caution also is for advertising. The other electronic nicotine delivery systems, e-hookers, vape pens, advanced refillable personal vaporizers, they can't make representations on the radio. The product presents a lower risk of tobacco-free disease or less harmful than other commercially marketed tobacco products. They can't be targeted for people under 18 either. So that's the new rule. And I'm not sure that it's a bad one. I'm not a big fan of the FDA. Education playing an important role here, but I don't know that it's a bad thing.
I think people started using this in the exact same way that they started smoking, where normal cigarettes, where someone advertised and said, hey, this is the new cool thing, and everyone tried it, and then, you know, there wasn't any information about it. Same exact thing as cigarettes. But real quick, update on the Michael Phelps back situation.
Yes.
He engages in cupping, you know, the therapy technique where they put cups all over your back?
I do it.
So
that's what that is.
Yeah, it's supposed to loosen muscles up, I guess.
Yep.
So that's why he's got all the spots.
It's also supposed to get a lot of toxins out of your system. I find it works wonderfully well. I have it done about once a week. All right, so that's good. Now I understand that. You understand it. Everybody understands it. Understand it's 44 past the hour.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers, it's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my daughter needs back-to-school supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
Oh, fantastic. She needs more markers.
Your daughter's a budding artist?
No, a huge loser.
Well, I'm sure.
She loses markers, crayons, glue.
Oh, I get it.
Right. She's just a loser, not a loser.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like 4-ounce Staples school glue for just 50 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online. Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler. As a home improvement expert for the Money Pit, I get to try out lots of great products, and I featured the new Generac IQ2000 portable inverter generator on Fox & Friends. Wow, was everyone impressed. If you're looking for portable power for tailgating, camping, parties, or when the power goes out, you'll love the Generac IQ2000. It's quiet, smart, easy to use, and it's just $799, hundreds less than a Honda generator. The Generac IQ is the most versatile generator I've seen and will make sure you're never out of power. Order now and get free shipping, plus the first 100 listeners get a free copy of my book, Your Guide to Every Home Improvement Adventure. But the only way to get this offer is to visit GeneracIQ.com or call 800-965-1172. For free shipping and a free copy of my book, call 800-965-1172. That's 800-965-1172 or online at GeneracIQ.com. GeneracIQ.com.
This report is brought to you by Pilot Pen. Up to 43% of U.S. students face bullying and cyberbullying while in school, and 6 out of 10 teenagers witness bullying in schools once a day. The statistics are alarming, which makes it even more important to help erase this issue in our schools. Pilot Pen is partnering with Stomp Out Bullying, the leading national bullying prevention organization, to help raise awareness and erase bullying for good. Greta Monahan, lifestyle expert, TLC star, mother.
It's vital that you pay attention and ask questions if something seems to be wrong with your child. We need to empower children to stand up for themselves and others when they witness bullying, and monitor your child's online activity in a way that will help you recognize and address signs of cyberbullying.
Pilot wants to make sure that students have the best tools and are primed for learning this year. Pilot's Frixian Clicker Erasable Pen has revolutionary ink formulated to write smoothly and erase cleanly, helping to reduce back-to-school stress. For more, visit HelpErasebullying.com.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use it directed.
A lot of people concerned, I don't know that there are any Americans concerned about what's going on in Turkey. There was a big rally, government there run by the president, who's apparently, I can't figure out whether this guy is popular or he's not popular, but he's taken an iron-handed approach to running the country, as we hear in this story.
Turkey has never seen a crowd like it. Istanbul was a sea of red as more than a million people took to the streets waving the Turkish flag. They turned out as one to denounce last month's failed coup and show solidarity with President Erdogan.
The whole nation stands behind the president and the government. It's the government we elected.
Similar protests have been staged every night since the coup attempt, but nothing like this. Even Turkey's opposition supported his call. Thousands of soldiers and civil servants remain under investigation for supporting the coup, prompting fears in the West that President Erdogan is using the crisis to tighten his grip on power.
Huh. All right. I wouldn't want to be traveling there. Can you imagine what it's like to be a tourist in Turkey at the moment? Hello, ding, ding. And Istanbul is supposed to be a fabulous place to go. But because Turkey is on the edge of the Middle East and Europe, it's a hot spot for sure. 10 minutes for the hour.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online Degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Past the hour, it's Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen. We're going to investigate at least three things going on in the world of technology. This is the one that's most important and the most interesting for me. Okay. Because I love planes. Amazon has said it's going to buy 40 jetliners that are going to be used for their own air transportation network. They're going to buy 40-some-odd 757s. Most of them out of the fleet because American Airlines is not using their older 757s. They have 40-some-odd of them. And apparently Amazon's going to buy them all, convert them to cargo planes as they try to tighten more control over the delivery process. How many of you see, like I do, almost every day an Amazon van delivering things in my neighborhood? Do you see the Amazon vans in California, Jennifer?
You know, I don't, but that's usually because they're delivering stuff to me when I'm not home, and I order Amazon a lot.
They're delivering other things, too, not just their own stuff.
I use Amazon Fresh, which is their grocery delivery service.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially on weeks like the one I've had where I've been moving my office and I don't have a lot of time to go to the grocery store and all that stuff. It's a great service. I mean, you go online, you plunk out what you want, and then the next day they just drop it off on your doorstep. I mean, how can you go wrong with that?
Yeah, well, you can't. And they're apparently all set and raring to go to compete with FedEx and UPS in that arena. If they spend 40, those planes are worth about 40 mil apiece, so you figure, do the math. They're spending $1 billion to buy a bunch of planes so they can use them to distribute their stuff and other things. You're going to have Amazon for hire, as it were. 55 past the hour, Netflix news next.
Get your kids' sneaker game on starting Friday at Kohl's. For the sneaker brands they love at great savings. Cool kicks from Adidas, New Balance, Asics, Vans, Puma, and more. Plus, any way you pay, take an extra 15% off your purchase. And snag some Kohl's cash, too. $10 for every $50 spent. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 5th to 14th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Lumber Liquidators is clearing out top quality floors to make room for the newest styles during their hardwood and bamboo closeout sale. Get $1 off per square foot on select pre-finished hardwood. 20 to 25% off all in-stock Morningstar bamboo. It's one of the best deals ever. Get complete laminate flooring packages from just 39 cents per square foot and new stackout deals from 29 cents at your local store. Plus, special financing. Get to the hardwood and bamboo closeout sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
All right, let's get to what's going on at Netflix, Jen. The state of Pennsylvania has just adopted a 6% tax on digital downloading. The tax is called the Netflix tax, covers services like Hulu, Netflix, Amazon. I'm surprised. Well, you look at your telephone bill. I have Fios, and there are about a dozen different things that are added onto the bill for taxes. Now they're going to tax something. If you have a Pennsylvania address, those of you living, we have four or five states in Pennsylvania, you're going to start next month getting a bill that will basically reflect you're having to pay for getting Netflix in addition to having to pay to getting Netflix. They have a $1.3 billion deficit in Pennsylvania. This is going to bring them in $47 million. This is pretty disgusting. Come on, you guys. Get your act together there, would you, please? Good Lord. Not Netflix, the state of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, if I was Netflix, I would probably be a little peeved.
I would
because
be peeved.
Because, you know, they don't get any choice in this, really. And no. I wonder if this will stop. I mean, I doubt it will stop any customers from using Netflix because they're still going to get taxed for any other digital stuff that they do.
Right.
But
for those of you who think your credit card chip system is really cool and you're going to be protected, the chip on the credit cards has been praised for being nearly impossible to counterfeit. Keyword there, nearly. Computer security researchers at the payment technology company NCR have demonstrated this week how credit card thieves can rewrite the magnetic strip code to make it appear like a chipless card again. You knew this was going to happen. As soon as they come up with something, well, this is foolproof. You'll never get hacked. Within months, these people have figured out how to do it.
They're so annoying, those chips, by the way. They take so much longer to do your transaction.
Yeah, they do.
So crazy. And speaking of other things, you know, those key fobs that you have on new cars?
Yeah.
Apparently, there are now things that steal the message that they send to your car, and thieves are going around neighborhoods opening your car. So keep your keys in foil or in the microwave. For real. Not a joke.
59 after.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.